Thank you very much for the accordance for giving the interview. We will start from the first question. Have you ever visited Russia before?
Yes, I'm honored to be here. And yes, I was here for the World Congress in 1993, I think it was. So it's not my first visit.
Nice. Please, could you tell about your academic topics and the themes you are studying now in recent years?
In recent years, I've been working on the topics of academic freedom and freedom of speech, which comes right out of Plato, because Plato was an internal critic of his own governmental system in Athens at the time. So I find inspiration in Plato for defending faculty in universities in the United States and Canada.
In your opinion, has the antiquity philosophy and its study, does it help for the modern society? And if it helps, the studying of antique philosophy, why and which are the reasons?
Ah, yes. There are the obvious ways. So the role of women in Plato, that they are entitled to all that men have, is very important. Also, Plato's view of our being custodians of the world and the ecological movement. Some of the work that's been done recently is important, I think, for recognizing Plato's role. When I taught in South Africa, I found Plato extremely useful for the students who were already imprisoned because they were reading Gramsci, they were reading Plato, and Socrates had been in prison. So the students who were detainees before Mandela's release were certainly influenced by Plato. But there's a deeper reason that people don't usually mention, and that is that the study of Greek is so important to the development of one's mind. It actually changes the neural structure of the mind to encounter a language so difficult as Greek. So for all of those reasons.
Please tell how the modern academia of your country, of United States, concerns the study of the antiquity philosophy and culture. In other words, what place the studies of the antiquity are holding now in the actual academic world in your country?
Yes. In almost all universities, philosophy begins with the study of Plato, and normally with the study of the Euthyphro and the Apology and the Crito and the Phaedo. That is the beginning of study in philosophy. When students begin there, they become very interested in learning more about the politics of democracy in Greece. And then they realize they can't possibly understand Plato unless they know drama, Aeschylus, Sophocles, Euripides, Aristophanes, and they begin to want to know more. There's nothing, I think, about contemporary life that doesn't have its analog in the ancient world. And for students to realize that we are all the same for all these centuries is extremely important.
And could you tell about your presentation during this conference, and which is the topic, and which are the reasons you've chosen this topic?
Yes, I'm here as a member of the executive committee, and so my only role is to meet with the executive committee members and discuss how to make Plato more available in the world at large.
We have the next question, which is very, very close to what you have said. Imagine that you can, for example, influence on the rule. How do you see the sphere of antiquity philosophy studies? What would you want to change in it? How you want to adapt it to the modern reality?
I'll say something quite surprising here. I've been working with a press on making comic novels of Plato's dialogues to reach a younger generation with the ideas of Plato. So, of course, I think everyone should read Plato, and they should read him the earlier the better. But these days, students need help getting there. And we're thinking, Princeton University Press, that perhaps the comic novel is a good way to bring Plato to students.
How, according to your vision, if you will have a possibility to influence in a great way on the studies of antique philosophy, how will you influence? What will you do new in the philosophical studies of Platonism?
I've been involved recently in an effort to make comic novels of Plato because I do believe it helps if students very, very much younger could become familiar with Socrates as a hero and become familiar with Plato as someone who will deepen their thought about whatever it is that they want to do with their lives. That's the quick and easy answer.
And from which age children and junior persons should, according to you, read Plato?
I think starting about age 8 or 9 and continuing on until they're ready to read Plato himself when they're perhaps 15. But I want them to study the language as well.
From the beginning of their lives?
It's available to them.
As a classical European education.
Yes.
Like it was for thousands of years.
I want to pull them away from their iPhones, put them away, and read Plato.
And the last questions are concerning actually about the city where we are. So could you tell your impressions about St. Petersburg? What does it give for you, this atmosphere? Which thoughts you think about? What do you think here? Which is this atmosphere?
I have, alas, only one day this time, but it's of course the most beautiful city. And makes you want to breathe very deeply and have good conversations with other people. So I'm entirely pleased with St. Petersburg now, as I was before, when I had time to visit the museums and enjoy and the ballet and various things when I had more time.
Please, the last wish from our organizer. Can you wish something to Russian colleagues? Please wish something. What will you wish?
That you continue in this wonderful tradition and that we all, in the spirit of friendship, continue with Plato together, whatever our governments do.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Yes, my pleasure.